This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has resigned citing health reasons. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Mr. Dhankar said that to prioritize health care and abide by medical advice, he has resigned as the Vice President of India effective immediately. He expressed his gratitude to the President for her unwavering support during his tenure. Mr. Dhankar also expressed his deep gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the esteemed Council of Ministers. He said Prime Minister's cooperation and support have been invaluable and he has learnt much during his time in office. He said the warmth, trust and affection he has received from all the members of Parliament would ever be cherished at and embedded in my memory. The monsoon session of Parliament began on a stormy note yesterday, with both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessing adjournments amid ruckus by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Meanwhile, several members of Parliament submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma under Articles 124, 217 and 218 of the Constitution. The Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma. In Rajya Sabha, during the proceedings, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said that he has received a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma, which has been signed by more than 50 members of the upper house.
On an earlier occasion, that if the requisite number of members who verify their signatures and the number goes above 50 or more, I would proceed and deal with the issue of a signature that has been twice there and not owned by the member in a different manner.
The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, in collaboration with stock exchanges, has launched a centralized compliance reporting platform called Samuhik Prativedan Manch, offered by NSE for stockbrokers. According to a release issued by SEBI yesterday, starting from 1st of next month, brokers registered with multiple exchanges can submit 40 key compliance reports through this single platform, reducing duplication and cost. Sitting Mizo National Front MNF legislator from Dampa Assembly constituency Lalrinkt Luanga Silo passed away in a hospital in Delhi. He was 65. Family sources said the MNF leader died of complicated ailments, including scrub typhus. He was flown to Delhi on 29th of June after he had high fever and was undergoing treatment at a hospital, it said. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, is set to implement a paradigm shift in its policy regarding excise tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, or SSBs, from January 2026. The new rule will shift from a flat 50% tax rate to a tiered volumetric model where the tax per liter is directly linked to the sugar content per 100 ml of a beverage. This move aims to reduce sugar consumption, promote healthier dietary habits and combat lifestyle-related diseases such as obesity and type 2 diabetes. The new tiered system will impose higher taxes on beverages with greater sugar content, incentivizing manufacturers to reformulate their products to lower sugar levels. India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Heavy rainfall is likely over many parts of northern India during the next 2 days. Places over east, central, west and the northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2-3 days. IMD further forecast thunderstorms and lightning conditions over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand, Odisha and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has informed that all-rounder Nitish Kumar Reddy has been ruled out of the remaining 2 test matches of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against England due to knee injury. Left-arm fast bowler Ashtadeep Singh has been ruled out of the 4th test match against England at Manchester due to impact injury on his left thumb. The BCCI medical team is monitoring his progress. The 4th test will begin tomorrow at Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester. Host England are currently leading the 5-match series by 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.